Okay, this is the Pacifica National Board Coordinating Committee. It's Tuesday, April the 16th, 2013, at 8:36 Eastern Time. Our secretary, Brenda Medina, I think you'd like to call roll, please, Brenda.
Okay. Give me one second. Sorry. So I will go by last name. So Teresa Allen.
Teresa asked for an excuse app. She's on vacation.
Oh, then I will go to Heather Gray.
Heather was going to something. I don't remember. She asked for an excuse absence.
Okay. So they both won't be on the call. Okay. I'm here, Brenda Medina.
Okay.
So then Summer Reese, will she be on the call?
I haven't heard from Summer. I don't know.
Okay, Summer? Okay, she's not here for now. And then we'll go with Serene.
Present.
Okay. Katia?
Katia asked for an excuse after they're looking at locations for this station.
Okay, and then I have Margie.
I'm here.
Sorry, Tracy?
Here.
And then Richard?
Here.
Okay.
We got a quorum. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any problem with excusing those three absences, Katia, Tracy, and Heather?
No, Teresa. Heather, Teresa, and, right?
And Katia.
Right. No problem.
Okay. Hearing no objection, we'll approve those excused absences. I sent out an agenda that had basically had three items on it. In-person meeting, strategic planning, helping meetings run more smoothly. I think, Mark, that was your last one. And the strategic planning thing was Heather's, and she's not here, so I don't know if anybody else wants to talk about that. But do y'all want to talk about anything else? Is that enough? What do you want? There was a fourth thing that Brenda and I talked to by email. I don't even know where it was, Brenda. We decided that, you pointed out that maybe the development committee was better suited for that. What was that? Defender,
friend? Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm trying to write stuff down. So the reason why I brought up for the strategic planning, I felt it was more appropriate.
No, it was something else. It didn't say something about the strategic planning. I don't have my
reason. No, I don't think so. Oh, I asked, I mentioned if other people wanted to bring up other agenda items that may not have been in the agenda that you presented, Richard.
I'm doing that right now. But the thing was something to do with activities. Network activity, and somebody had suggested that at that first meeting. But if that was near to somebody,
no, that wasn't. I don't know if anybody else.
I concurred with what you said for that. I didn't see any reason to have it.
Yeah.
Does anybody have anything else they want to add to that list?
I think that's plenty for the amount of time I want to stay on the phone.
Now, would this be the place? I have a question. Would this be the place to discuss stuff for the special meetings for for the PMB that are not in person?
The special need?
Yeah, so like, you know, most of our conference calls are considered special meetings until we meet in person.
Oh, special meetings.
Yeah. Would we be discussing the agendas here?
The agendas for the special meeting?
Yes.
If you have something to suggest,
Well, I have an agenda item to propose, which would be the elections, the local station board elections across the network.
Okay. You want to just put that on the agenda to talk about?
Yes.
So this is my question. How do things? This is Marky. How do things get onto our agendas? They're sort of regular meetings that we have. Although I know they're called something different, but we have these phone meetings all the time, and I don't exactly understand how that agenda happens. What makes that agenda?
If I might comment on that.
Sure.
So far, only thing that we've done pretty much is taken that agenda that we had in New York and just brought it, kept bringing it forward.
Oh, I see. So we're working off the agenda of the leftover items from the in-person meeting in New York. Is that the idea?
Pretty much, and the majority of that, if not all of the majority, some of it was from individuals. I think some individual names were on some. I think, Marty, you had a rescind motion in there that had your name on it. But most of that stuff is...
Good Lord, I don't even remember that. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, yes.
But most of that stuff is committing stuff, and I think usually... committing additions to.
Okay. All right. And so for example, we get to a meeting and there's an agenda, and so then it's when we're approving the agenda that we can move things around if there's something that we think is more pressing that needs to be brought to the front of the agenda. That's where we do that, right, in the agenda setting,
right.
The agenda approval.
Right.
I see. So, okay, great. That's very helpful. Thank you.
And on those agendas and the minutes before the Thursday meeting, I'm going to be sending those out on Monday morning.
Oh, great. Okay. So we have time to talk about it online before we get to the meeting.
Yeah. And, y'all see typos. I'm a little dyslexic, so I do typos. But even with spell check, I can misspell it. If you see some things like Serene saw that I had miswritten down her motion or her point of order last week or a week or two ago. And if you tell me about that stuff beforehand, but there's no question in it, I'll just go on and change it. Beforehand, okay. The agendas and the minutes will be coming out on Monday morning, hopefully Monday morning, Monday somehow, before the Thursday meeting. Everybody's time to look at.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
I thought about sending them out the latter part of the week before, I thought about sending them out if the meeting Thursday, send them out on Thursday before. But I've noticed at the end of the week, a lot of that stuff, everybody's getting ready to take off for the weekend, and that stuff falls through the cracks, and you have to reset.
Okay. Good.
I'm sorry, Richard, why did you say you don't send it out at the end of the week?
Just because it doesn't, a whole lot of people don't get it, or they get it, lose it, and they, it's just, everybody's thinking, this is my guess. Thinking about the weekend, and it's not a big deal. But
actually,
Monday,
the opposite works for me. It would be actually better if we could have it, for me, we could have it the week before. That way I could actually look at it over the weekend. Monday is the worst day of the week. for me. It's like, yeah. So
maybe I'll have to resend it on Monday anyway. But let me see what I can do that.
What might also be good, I don't know how well this works with your schedule, you know, depending on whatever else is going on, but if the draft agenda could even come before the coordinating committee meeting that comes before the meeting. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. I'll have to see how that goes. We do ours on, the third Tuesday, and our first meeting is on the fourth Thursday, right?
Right.
So like
right.
Before.
It's
right in there. You're saying so that we can talk about it during this meeting?
So that we could look at the minutes and look at the agenda and maybe, I don't know.
See where it's going.
What needs tweaking.
Yeah. Let me see what I can do. I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
Who was it? Brenda that brought up the question about elections? I guess I'm kind of jumping around here. I apologize.
It was Brenda.
What was that, Brenda, you were thinking about? You had a specific motion?
Yes, well, one of the things that I wanted to bring up, at least, that's really important to discuss in the next PMV meeting will be the issue of the elections, just because I'm not sure what the timeline is looking like for the elections across the network, because we still haven't had a posting of the national election supervisor or any of the local election supervisors. And so I think that's something that I think as a coordinating committee, I would hope we would recommend to make sure we cover for our next PMB meeting, just because we're heading to the end of April with none of that being completed.
Yeah. Have we missed the deadline on that NES?
Yes, we are way beyond the deadline. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted
to
bring it up.
You know what the deadline is, Alvin?
It's at the end of March.
It's in March. It should have been done by March.
Yeah, by March, according to the bylaws.
The hire by the end of March, which means really the ad should have been out February.
Oh, I got to look for it. Well, who was it? Somebody was talking about we should at least be out advertising, and that made sense to me, too. Was that you, or were you? Did you hear somebody talking about we should at least be out advertising for that person?
You know, I've not heard any conversation about the elections. I can't remember very well, but I don't remember if we discuss it at the in-person meeting. I don't know. I know there were a bunch of motions from the elections committee that we were supposed to take up at the in-person meeting, but we never got to them, and I don't remember any discussion about elections. And I volunteered to be on the election committee because I'm very concerned about this, because I feel like delaying the elections last year proved very problematic and made a lot of difficult situations at a lot of different, or at least at a couple of different stations. And I'm hoping that we'll get this fixed. But you know, I think it's a little late now. I think we're going to have to do some sort of extension of the deadline, which I think is unfortunate, because I think the more we violate the bylaws, the worse it is.
And it always, you move one thing and then you have to move the other.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And then we'll end up again with a major fund drive in the middle of everything, which was the whole point of adjusting the timeline, you know,
in the first place.
A few years ago, yeah.
Can I refer... Richard, would I be able to refer to Tracy to see if she knows anything?
Oh, that's right. Tracy's down here. You there, Tracy? Tracy?
Yes, I'm here, a little in and out. What's up, Richard?
had a question to you.
What's the question? Any updates in regards to the, since you sit on the finance committee, if there's any updates in regards to a hiring of an NES or...
No, the finance committee doesn't deal with the hiring of an NES.
I understand that, but if has there been like a budgeted item or any updates in regards to that?
It's included in the 2013 budget.
Okay.
The election. I mean, you know, the election wasn't canceled, so yeah. But no, there's no. We haven't talked about it.
Okay.
Are some of y'all on the election committee?
I'm not on it. Sorry, not this year.
I'm on the elections committee, but unfortunately I missed a meeting last night. But I know that last year's chair, Bob Letterer, has sent a number of emails to Summer requesting an update on the election process and has not gotten any response. So
okay, That's what I saw.
That's the situation we're in right now, and he's, you know, he's very concerned because the committee sent her a job description in February so that we could have listed the job and hopefully made a hire by the end of March. But so far, nothing's happened as far as I know. But I was not at the meeting last night. I was unable to attend, so I don't know if there was further discussion about it last night.
Does anybody have a listing of the different deadlines? Is that a document?
Ooh, that's a good idea.
There is. It's all in the bylaws.
Yeah, I mean, just something we can look at.
I can try to send it out once. I'll try to copy and paste that section of the bylaws because it clearly outlines like the way the membership works, the way the NES is hired, the way the LES should be hired. It should be the executive director along with the national election supervisor, I believe.
The whole schedule, the whole timeline is actually in Article 4, Section 5. So, I mean, I can read parts to you if you want it right now. But did you want it for now or for future reference?
I just come to look at, you know, you have future reference, I guess, for me.
I'll send it.
Enter an access code, then press pound. To cancel, press star. One moment, please.
That's pretty exciting. What was that?
Someone who was on the call decided to rejoin the call.
What happened?
I don't know.
Yes.
Did somebody come on the call?
That was wild.
No, it sounded like a three-way call by someone who's already on the call. Very
Hello?
Strange. Okay. Did somebody fall off and come back?
Yeah, it's Brenda.
Oh, Brenda.
Sorry, I was having trouble with my phone.
Oh, you're all right. It sounded bad.
It sounded terrible. Okay.
Yeah.
But you're back.
I don't know what happened.
I
was like, oh, let me call back again. Okay. All good.
Good now. Good. You're fine. It sounds fine.
I missed the conversation then.
Well, Brenda, would you like to make some kind of motion that the committee would give to the whole
sure.
board and encourage us to meet our deadlines or something?
I would say
when you get real creative with it, remember you got to send a copy of it to the secretary.
Yes, I'm trying to write it down right now. So the coordinating committee request. The
Hello?
I'm on. Is everyone on?
Who do we have?
This is Brenda.
Brenda. Anybody else there? Argy, Terrain, Tracy's?
Terrain's here.
Terrain's there?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think I'm causing any of that because I'm not touching my phone, so I don't. Really touching their phone is doing something. Okay, Brenda, you there?
Yes.
Did you do your motion?
Okay. So the coordinating committee requests that the IED update the PMB with regards to the 2013 election. Or 2013 election, comma, including the hiring of the national election supervisor. I think that's it. Unless anybody have, I'm open to suggestions or amendments.
Actually, there were a whole bunch of questions that the elections committee, questions, I don't have them handy, that the election committee had raised.
Those older motions from the election committee are about where we've worked ourselves up to. I think we're right at on that ongoing agenda.
Let me look for it real quick. Give me.
And some of those, I was looking at those, and some of those are kind of dated to last year's stuff. It's up to the board to decide what they want to do with them. We're right at talking about those. But I don't remember any of them specifically talking about the schedule and, any kind of urging to stay with the schedule.
Can I suggest, Brenda, that your question actually be the same as that of the committee, which is that what is the status of placement of ads for the NES position? Because that's where the whole process begins, you know. We mess that up.
Okay. I'm getting the request from... Because it's a request for ads for the NES. So I think I would include that within my motion.
Are you requesting information on... that process, are you requesting?
Yeah, like what is the status of that process? Because we're kind of behind, or we are very behind. So
yeah, a couple of weeks. Yeah, and like you say, if we're not advertising, then we're even further behind in it.
Yeah,
but we're more than a couple of weeks behind. We're at least a couple of weeks, even if we're looking at the end of March as opposed to the beginning of March, right? We're still looking at 2 weeks behind the hiring process. If we're talking about ads not even having been trained.
Hi, this is Margie Beck. I got knocked off the call, and then I had a terrible time getting back on. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Welcome back. one thing that has messed up this year's group is the late start we got. You know, that... And you know, some of those committees still aren't working. I think Tracy was on the stack.
Yeah, if it could be. I just wanted to say that just for a little bit of historical perspective, we've done the collections about 6 times, and I think only once do we ever have an NES in place by the end of March. So it's really not that unusual for the hire to happen in April or in May, and the elections generally go off on time. So I know people are responding to the delay that happened last year, but actually getting NESs in place April, May is pretty usual and often what normally happens, and it doesn't usually delay the elections if you get someone who knows what they're doing and so on. So for what it's worth, this is not the first time the hire not gone forward until May, and it hasn't usually caused significant problems. Usually the NES would start in late April or early May, even though we talk about March, and then the NESs get hired in June-ish.
I can't speak to the accuracy of that, but hiring an NES in June when nominations open in June and that person is responsible for finding LESs.
No. I said hiring an NES in April or May, not June.
But I think the evaluation of whether or not we have been served well by lateness in any year, not to mention the horrible lateness of last year, is certainly something that we don't have time. We could talk about that for days.
Sure. I'm just saying that it's happened many, many times that the NES was associated on May 1st or so, and it's not uncommon.
Can I make a comment? One thing that that has always at least puzzled me, if not concerned me, is often we're running late on these things, and I think we've been late on all the elections. I don't know, but we're running late, and then when we put a local election supervisor in, there isn't much time, if any, to train that person, and then they get in a bind because they're not well trained.
Exactly.
Did anybody else notice that, or was that an illusion on my part?
I agree.
Absolutely. That was the point I was trying to make.
I've only been involved in 2 elections so far, and there have been, in my opinion, serious problems with both of them. So I think it's complicated. And we need to, and it would be better if we did things according to the book. I think that I understand the point that I think Serene made, that the reason the schedule was established was so that it would coincide appropriately with fund drives, and that's a big problem.
And none of these schedules and lists and things are sitting around as schedules. So that's not true. The Finance Committee schedule is a schedule. But if we have schedules, it seems like it's easier to set dates and stuff like that. Like you said, I feel like to set that in your fund drive. I don't even know it. Okay, did you work out all your stuff on the, Brenda, on your motion?
Yes, it's pretty much more or less what the email from the National Elections Committee was about. So it's a request to update the PMB with regarding the coordinating committee requests the IED to update the PMB with the 2013 LSB. Elections, including the national elections, supervisor ads, and or hire.
Okay, now you lost me. Say the last part again.
Okay, sure. The coordinating committee requests the IED to update the PMB with the 2013 LSB elections, including the national election supervisor ads and or hire.
Very good. Okay, great. Yeah,
so
I think that's good.
I'd like to propose that motion to you all.
Okay.
Okay, I don't think we need seconds in this small group. Anybody else have anything else to say about that? Is there any objection to us passing that along as coming up? Because it's just a question, basically, right?
Yeah.
To some?
Yep.
If there's no problem with that, then we will forward that. And I tell you what, Brenda, since I do that other agenda, if you will send me that wording,
yep,
I'll put it in there somewhere, and you know it'll probably get moved around or whatever.
Okay.
But
that's great. Thank you.
Yeah. One of our items on the agenda that we had here was in-person meetings. Is anybody talking about an in-person meeting?
Well, I have until we have I'm not talking about in-person meetings because I don't know what the heck the state of our finances are. I was very concerned by Andy Gold's email where he was responding to the question of the lawsuit in D.C., and he talked about not wanting to, you know, increase the amount that that Pacifica owes him. And I think, you know, where are we at when our attorney can't give us advice because we owe him so much money and he doesn't want to jack up the bill. So anyway, that just made me very anxious. So I think the question of an in-person meeting has to be tied to Pacifica's finances.
Yeah. Well, has anybody, now in the four that are in the bylaws, isn't one of them tentatively at least set for around May?
Actually, I think it's March was one, and March, June, and September, I think. But I want to, you know, as a person who actually loves in-person meetings, because I think it's really important that the listeners, who even if we were doing the four a year, would only get to see live board every, 18 months or so, not even, you know, not every year. I think it's really important that they be able to make that connection and see who is making the decisions, the final decisions, if you will, that affect their stations. But with two stations having to move this year, with, you know, even with the flawed numbers that we've been given, we can see clearly that we're in trouble, and that's not new. Yeah, I mean, that's okay. So we don't have any money. We have two stations facing relocation. BAI stuff is only temporary. PFW has to move, and we have elections, and it's a struggle, you know, to meet payroll every 2 weeks at BAI, where we are already severely understaffed. So I think we really have to think carefully about, you know, having an in-person meeting, because even if we could get space completely free, we can't walk to get there.
Hello?
I don't know. Somebody got dropped or something.
Okay.
Was that you, Richard? It might have been Richard.
Oh, dear. What is wrong with this phone system? My goodness.
Are you here, Tracy? Oh, so Tracy and Richard? That's odd.
Who's here?
Besides me and you, I don't know.
Brenda, are you here?
Richard,
yes,
came
I'm
back.
Here.
Oh, hi.
Brenda.
Okay.
Richard, we seem to have lost Tracy when we lost you. I don't know.
Oh, I couldn't tell. I have a phone that I don't know how to use. So I'm in a little bit of a handicap there, but It looked like maybe Summer was trying to get on. You could ask her some of those questions.
Does anybody understand this phone system? It just totally baffles me. I don't get it.
Just a warning. This is Serena. I need to hop off for 1 second to switch lines. I'll be right back.
Okay.
So well, you're talking about in-person meetings. I don't think anybody's even talking about having one yet.
Okay.
I haven't heard it.
Okay.
Have you heard anybody?
I haven't.
No.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things I think we should at least wait on is the fact that we should kind of have a, as Serene was discussing beforehand, is kind of having a clearer sense of the finances, and that hopefully will be addressed once we have more of a stabilized national office.
Oh, when the CFO comes on and stuff like that. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Serena's back.
We're still talking about in-person meetings. Linda just said that some of that finance stuff will be hopefully getting better after we have the CFO in place. Can I paraphrase that? Okay.
Yes, it was.
Well, I guess the reason I'm not thinking about in-person meetings, but I guess the reason I think put it on there was that this group apparently coordinates those, and if somebody comes along and says, well, what about in-person meetings? I thought it might be good for us to have some response, you know, that, well, we've talked about it, and we're waiting, et cetera, et cetera.
Does anyone know how, I know that last year the board decided to skip one of the in-person meetings. Am I right about that?
Can I respond, Richard?
Yeah, please.
Sure.
So there was a motion passed that reduced the number of in-person meetings, but increased the number of days for the in-person meetings. So before, there used to be 4 in-person meetings and was changed to 2 in-person meetings. So as opposed to for these 4 in-person meetings being 3 days long, now with the 2 in-person meetings, they're 4 days long.
Oh, so that's how we got the 4-day meeting.
Yes.
I didn't understand that. Oh,
yeah, and that
you.
Was
okay.
a motion that did pass, I believe, last year. If
I could clarify, Brenda, it was
sure.
A motion that was passed only for 2012. It wasn't meant to extend to future years.
When did y'all meet in 2012?
We met twice in 2012. We met once in Berkeley in July and once in Los Angeles in January, and that's all that we did, and they were both 4-day-long meetings. We considered having a third meeting in Houston, and we didn't go ahead and do it. What we did instead was meet every single week for 6 weeks in a row, which was a little draining for everybody involved, and that's what tends to happen towards the fall. So
yeah.
We may want to revisit that since everyone considered it incredibly miserable. But that's what we're going to do.
You met in L.A.
We met in L.A. in January. We met in Berkeley in July. And then because we had 8 budgets to get through, we had to meet every single week. I believe it was all 4 Thursdays in October and 2 Thursdays in November. And at the end of that, people were not happy and thought that perhaps we should have had a third meeting, but that was the decision that we made at the time.
Am I incorrect to feel like the budgets are supposed to be coming up for final approval starting around September?
Yeah, it's around that time.
Before September, the fiscal year begins October 1st.
Excuse me, I could address this if possible.
Okay, come on. Yeah.
Ideally, the budgets should be to the Finance Committee July 31st and no later. The LSBs have had problems meeting those deadlines, and as we talked about on the Finance Committee, we had been reasonably generous with extensions last year in the hopes that we would end up with LSB-approved budgets, and most of the stations were extended until at least the end of August, which left us with a bit of a problem. We probably won't do that this year, so you may get budgets a bit sooner, but considering that they all have to go to the Finance Committee, you can normally assume that you'll get them in early September in order to clear them by the 30th. And if you're going to try to get through all of them in September, you should assume that you're going to meet every week to get them done, or you can schedule an in-person meeting somewhere in that period of time, which usually is easier on people, but of course it's up to the board.
Yeah. Could I be a devil's advocate a little bit here and say, would it be, and you, I think you just, your third option there, whatever the second or third option, seem like maybe that September would be the time to have the in-person to mainly concentrate on budgets.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Do you think since we got such a late start that people would be comfortable, and I guess this is probably going to take a motion somewhere along the way, not tonight, I don't mean, but to not have an in-person until maybe September?
I have a question, Brenda, for the staff. Sorry.
Okay, Brenda.
So would you suggest our committee recommending based on, you know, these potential issues, like regarding the CFO and then like the budgets, as Tracy mentioned, when it usually gets chaotic for the PMB, that we recommend a time frame to the PMB of when we would propose to have the in-person meeting? Is that what you're saying, Richard?
I personally don't think that would be out of line, but who knows? I don't pretend to know all this stuff. At some point, we need, since we're supposed to be coordinating, at some point we need to take some guidance in it. And I just was kind of feeling a way out there to see if y'all thought we could go that far without a meeting. Does anybody have a problem with going that far? You know, not meeting during the summer?
This is Margie who can't talk anymore. I feel two ways about in-person meetings. I think that I agree with Serene. I think it's important that the listeners get to see us and get to see us in action. But I found the February meeting a little frustrating because I felt like we didn't get enough done given the amount of time that we had and the expense. And those were the two things. So I have this kind of, complicated, mixed bag feeling about in-person meetings, but I don't think it would be amiss to suggest that we wait until September to meet. And to have a meeting focused around the budget seems to me to be a really smart thing because clearly that's, one of our big issues, and we have to grapple with it, and we need to get people's attention focused on it and talk about it. We're clearly not doing well financially, except I'm not at all sure I know what that means at this point because we don't have the kinds of reports like I said, Andy Gold says we owe him a lot of money. Who else do we owe a lot of money to? How much money do we actually owe people, and what are we going to do about it is my concern.
When did the CFO say he was going to be starting on the 8th of next month?
Richard, that was an executive session, I believe.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're on the stream. Huh?
Yeah.
Shut up, Richard.
Sorry.
Thank you, whoever tried to stop
that,
me.
That was Brenda.
Yes.
Okay.
Later.
All
right.
So it'll be a while.
Yep.
But it's coming. Okay,
yep.
That's cool.
Yep.
I have a question.
All right, sure.
What?
Three, right?
Yes, Serene.
Okay.
I don't think it's... I mean, it's fine if we end up having the money to meet in September. I don't hold out a lot of hope for that. And we also know that, I mean, I only have hope. Let me say that. I have no facts that suggest that we'll be able to do it. But I think that we should be prepared. We should have final budgets in place, or at least semi-final budgets in place, for the TNB to look at by August 15th. Just because we always run into the beginning of the fiscal year doesn't mean that we have to continue behaving like that, you know. So I actually want to offer a motion. Be it hereby resolved. Well, I can wait till the discussion is over. It doesn't have to happen immediately. It's about the budget, not about in-person meeting.
Okay. Well, if we've kind of bounced this in-person meeting and we're pretty far along, I don't know that we need talking about that anymore. Anybody else want to say anything else?
Brenda, I have something to discuss in regards to that. Well, I have a question. Yes.
Shireen, could we just wait and finish this in-person thing?
That's why I asked.
Okay, cool.
I have a question. Who was on coordinating last year? Were you on it, Richard, or Tracy?
No, I wasn't on the board. Tracy, you there?
Yes, I was on it last year.
Now, does the coordinating committee kind of look for rates and things of that nature for the in-person meeting, or is it more towards like more of the day of logistics that the coordinating committee is in charge of?
The coordinating committee is in charge of the logistics. So the member of the coordinating committee, who is from the particular station in question where the meeting is being hosted, takes over as the point person and basically makes all of the arrangements in cooperation with the national office. So if we are planning to go to Houston in September, then Richard would become the point person for that meeting.
I might point out there are three others.
or Teresa, or... whoever else you can talk into it. I guess technically Teresa is actually the point person for Houston, because you're just there as the secretary, as an officer. So it would actually be Teresa that would be the point person.
Okay.
Can I also answer Brenda's question? Because I've listened to coordinating committee meetings over the years, and they have also recommended dates to the PNB. Recommended meeting dates.
Oh, yeah, I thought so, too.
I thought that was Brenda's question. She asked, is it data or logistics?
Both.
And Tracy said it's logistics.
I asked both. So can I make my comment now? Is that okay?
Okay. Just trying to talk over each other.
Sorry.
No problem.
No, wait. Okay. So my next thing is that I would recommend that we maybe do some homework for the next coordinating committee. I am committed to look through some flight arrangements, at least from my station to Houston, and also to look at potential hotel rates in that area to come back and see what weekends or dates in possible August or September would be most economical for the entire board. I don't know what folks think about that.
It doesn't really change a lot in Houston. I don't think you're going to... You know, like in New York or some of these other places, it might be more expensive at certain times of year.
Oh, okay.
One reason I first started thinking about the in-person, well, first off, like Serene said, you know, we may not have the money, you know, who knows. But I had that same question about the elections. But when I was, people were mentioning, or somebody mentioned something about, I guess it was Houston, it was the next place. And they were talking about the summer and being in Houston. And I don't know how many of you folks have been in Houston in the summer, but it's hard.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't, of course, we stay inside all the time, but it's a deadly time of the year to come to Houston. It's hot.
I've done Houston in the summer. I think I've even been there in September. Which I guess is still summer down there anyway.
September's pretty hot, but it's starting to cool.
you know, one, I don't exactly know how people view the purposes of in-person meetings, but it seems to me one of the purposes of an in-person meeting is to sort of give support to and be available to be supportive of a local station. And I think it just turned out it turned out really well that we were in New York when we were, and you know, I think it was we got to hear what people were thinking, and they got to see you know, the kind of visible on the ground support that the PMB had for the station. And so I'm thinking maybe it might make more sense for us to think about meeting in DC. And September is actually a pretty pleasant time in DC. It's really it's a good time to be there weather-wise, and we might be wanting to give PFW, you know, a boost of support given the very difficult time that they have been going through.
This is Tracy.
Yeah, Tracy.
September is a catastrophically expensive time of year to meet in D.C. It's one of the worst of the year, and it will double the in-person meeting expenses.
September's bad in D.C. What, do you know why that is?
September is prime time in D.C. The April, May is the most expensive of the year. September, October is next. It is out of sequence, and again, it will double the in-person meeting costs over what we would pay in Texas, which is next in line. Given our finances, we have generally made an effort to make sure that we were keeping the in-person meeting costs as low as possible. So in this case, unless we're feeling kind of rich, we probably shouldn't do that.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I remember a meeting in D.C., and I believe it was September. We actually stayed, we had free space for the meeting. We were at the Historical Society in the center of town. It was very easy to get to. And the accommodations were at one of the schools. So I'm not exactly sure what month, but I believe that was, in fact, September. But I think, you know, nothing is universal. I don't think you can make a blanket statement. I think it depends on what the arrangements are. I also remember times in Houston when we were in hotels that really no one should stay in, not to mention we were in the birthplace of the Klan.
I think the Klan was born in Virginia. I don't think Texas takes credit for that.
Sinkadina?
Now we can't talk.
That was the base.
The Sinkadina thing, that was rough. But we have to take credit for our senators and governors and things like that. But well, you know, one thing about kind of figuring some of this stuff out down the road. We have some time to do some of the stuff Serena was talking about trying to find some place that we could fit in with somebody else's stuff and save some money. We should, if nothing else, in this crisis of red tape and stuff and red ink, it ought to make us more imaginative or something.
Yeah, I agree.
Hopefully. Figure out something. Okay, is that enough on the person for now?
I liked the suggestion that Brenda made a while ago about kind of looking around, seeing what makes sense in terms of cost effective. And so maybe we could all do that and just see what we come up with.
In our area.
Yeah, in our area or in other areas. I take seriously Richard's admonition about meeting in Houston in the summer. I wasn't in Houston, but I was in Dallas once in early August, and it was pretty awful. So.
Yeah, it's even hotter up there. It's like 110 or something now. Okay, that's a good idea. We can be doing some homework. Okay. All right, and then if that's enough on that, we can go to what Serena, I think, said she had a motion for something.
Right, I do. Be it hereby resolved that the coordinating committee recommends to the PNB that the NFC be requested to send out an updated budget timeline to all stations by, to all stations by May 30th, 2013, with the aim of having LSB approved budgets to the PNB by August 15th. And I'll send it out to you, Brenda.
Thank you. You went a little fast.
Oh, that's because I wrote it already. Sorry, I'll just send it right now.
Okay, thank you.
Send it to all of us, so we'll have it.
Oh, yes, I did. To everybody who's on. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
You should have it.
I don't mean to say it. Yeah, I don't mean to say anything here, but this is redundant. The NFC already passed that motion with that schedule some time ago. So why are we doing it again?
My statement was that updated budget timelines be distributed by the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the NFC has passed since February.
Well, the NFC already has a timeline, and we've already distributed it.
Tracy.
Yeah.
So
what are you asking?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Shereen, what did you say?
I was saying the question of what the NFC has or has not passed is not the focus of my motion.
Could I comment on that?
When I'm finished.
Yeah,
the
sure.
The point of the motion. I didn't hear you.
Okay. Well, I'd just like to hear the point of the motion because I'm not understanding it. And then I have something to say.
We'll be quiet and let you finish. Go on.
The point is to have it distributed to the stations, whether or not the NFC has looked at it and said, oh, this is fine. I know we're certainly behind the old timeline because the old timeline had us doing certain things in March that have not been done at local stations because people have no numbers to work with, so they don't know what to put down for next year because they don't know what was actually done this year or maybe even the previous year. In New York, we're being told that the manager has no figures. So... Mm-hmm.
Distributing a timeline isn't going to change that fact. But what I would say is the timeline has already been distributed to all the LSB treasurers with instructions to distribute it to their LSBs and to their stations. And that is the timeline that's been approved by the PNB. So if you would like it distributed again or to some entity besides the LSB treasurers, that can be done. But basically it has been done and there's nothing else to distribute than what's already been distributed.
I
can distribute it again.
May I make a comment? I was going to say something similar to what Tracy said, because I'm also on that committee, and we have that piece of paper. I've seen it, and I have somewhere I have a copy of it. I think you just need to rattle your kindly in a kindly manner your treasurer and say, hey, can I have a copy of that? Or can everybody have a copy of it? But it's out there. I know in Houston we're working on, I think we're up to date on what we're supposed to be doing so far. We're moving along. And I'm sure you guys in New York with the hurricane and all are stumbling and stuff, but, yeah, we can get that out. But the treasurer should already have it.
This is Margie.
Margie, go ahead.
I just think perhaps a note on the PNB listserv that says here's the schedule, it's been forwarded to the treasurers, would be helpful because those of us who have good communication with our treasurers can talk to them and other people can bug them. And, you know, I mean, it just seems to me that it would be useful for the members of the PNB to know that the schedule has been sent and that the treasurers have it, and it helps us plan LSB meetings and so on.
Who's your treasurer? Barbara
Whipperman. It's not a problem. I don't want to make it an individual station problem. I'm just saying I think it would be useful for the members of the PMB as a group, because I think we have, you know, important responsibilities around the budget to know that the schedule has been forwarded and, you know, and that it's in the hands of the treasurer so that we can all begin talking about it.
Yeah.
Okay, this is
Tracy.
Yeah, this is Tracy.
I would
encourage the coordinating committee not to waste time doing a motion on that. I'll just go send the piece of paper out right now. It's easy enough to do. The finance committee minutes were actually sent to the whole PNB, and it says in there that the timeline was distributed to the treasurers, so the information, you know, is certainly out there. But I'll just go ahead and send it again.
Could
it's been
that?
The same.
Be
yeah, it's been the it's been the same timeline since 2011. So
yeah,
you know, it shouldn't be new news to folks. And I know that Barbara Whipperman has it and is familiar with it and has talked about it with the station at KPFA. So on that level, I'm not concerned that the information is secret in any way, shape, or form.
No.
I know she's been open about it. So I'll send the form, and I don't see any reason there needs to be a motion, because it'll be done before the motion ever gets anywhere.
What do you think about that, Shereen?
Send it along, by all means.
Is that enough action?
I'm sorry?
Is that enough action on your motion, or do you want us to do something else?
No, I'll forward it to the finance committee, the local finance committee, because to my knowledge, no one has seen the timeline. And as I said, you know, that's a problem. Just accepting that it will be late. Well, it's always been late, so it'll be late. I mean, that's not good enough.
Okay. So it's coming, so that'll take care of that. Okay. What are we looking at for time?
This is Tracy. Can I just say something? I'm just a little puzzled by the comment that I just heard, because BAI actually got their budget in first of all the stations last year, and it was in fact one of the few that was passed before the end of the fiscal year. That was kind of a confusing statement to me. They were actually the first of the station budgets to be presented
maybe,
and to be passed. Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
I was trying to give them some. Some leeway. I was saying, well, gosh, you had a hurricane, didn't you? I don't know. All I can talk to is T is on schedule, and we're chugging.
Yeah. Last year, I and T were the two stations that got them in on time. Everybody else was late.
Okay, what are we looking at now? We've got what kind of time are we?
I'm sorry, Richard?
Yes.
I think Tracy might have misunderstood my statement as applying only to BAI. I'm saying the general attitude, which I thought I heard reflected in some of her statements.
No, it was my statement.
I'm saying before that, she was saying, you know, we got things approved in October and November. The fiscal year begins October 1. You know, so being 2 and 3 months behind on voting on a budget that we're already living under, you know, it's not the ideal way to operate. So I don't think it's okay to accept that, well, we're customarily late, so we'll just be late. I think we should do everything to encourage the process to move forward. But as I said, I'll be happy to withdraw this as soon as I actually see her email. I think sometimes her email gets blocked when it comes to me because I never get the things she promises to send. But I have another.
Tracy for the stack.
I'm sorry. I have another motion, but it doesn't have to be made right now. Just before we hang up would be good.
Okay. Tracy, you want to comment?
Yes.
Don't get into back and forth a lot.
In 2011, all 8 station budgets were passed prior to September 30th. In 2012, they were not, and that was due to requests from various LSBs, including KPFKs, WPFWs, and to some extent KPFAs, that they be given extensions of periods of time because they weren't ready and the budgets were late and they wanted to look at them, and so on.
it is very possible for the National Finance Committee to simply say no when it gets those requests, and then things will get done on time. The alternative is to try to work with the LSBs in a collaborative manner and with station management in a collaborative manner so that people don't feel like the NFC is exercising some kind of takeover of their local control. So you can't really have it both ways. My hope is that we won't have to give extensions. And again, if it becomes a question of stations requesting extensions past July 31, which basically they almost all did last year, then the Finance Committee will have to make a decision vis-a-vis collaboration versus lateness. It's also worth saying that all of the station budgets, except for the national office budget, which was delayed due to personnel changes, were passed by October 15th last year, which was a whopping 2 weeks late, which really is not that big a deal, considering that the LSBs asked for between 4 and 6 weeks of extensions, most of them. So I just wish we would try to be a little accurate when we say these things on the stream, because in a lot of cases we throw around exaggerations and inaccuracies and hearsay, and it's just not helpful. And Serene, I will make entirely sure that you receive this timeline. Don't worry.
That's a beautiful thing.
Okay. The other thing that we had on our agenda was a strategic planning. That was something apparently that that Heather had a successful experience with. We had a little bit of a success in Houston with that, but we kind of dropped the ball toward the end of that. But it's a wonderful process, more so than you think going in. Sometimes people are kicking and screaming going in, but they kind of start loving it as they're there, because you actually kind of get a feel for things before they come crashing in on you. We might, and I think one of the things that Heather was saying last month, that I'm not sure everybody understood how she was saying it, and I may mess it up, so don't say this is coming from her, because it's not. It was a suggestion that we ask each of the committees to kind of start looking strategically at what they're doing, so that they're not just putting out fires.